As the countdown to the general elections continues, the Electoral Office has announced the finalization of the voter registration list. Supervisor of Elections Ms. Dora James says more than 100,000 Vincentians are eligible to vote in Thursday's general elections. Voters are encouraged to check their registration status ahead of the election day and familiarize themselves with the polling station locations.
The final list is out. That was done 6 days after we were able to complete before the time. Those were distributed to the parties. The returning officers also had the polling station sets, and those were posted throughout the community so you can check your names. Make sure you're at a particular polling station. And we still have the polling station finder online where you can check your names. People come to the office to ask.
Mm-hmm. I did it on the weekend.
So that's electoral.gov.vc.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's pollingstation.gov.vc.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go in, you see the various areas. The icon is green.
Mm-hmm.
And you touch that. You put in your voter number, which is at the back of the card, and you will see your name pop up and the place where you vote. We have updated that, and we want to thank ITSD for a great job that they did.
James addressed concerns regarding accessibility for voters who are disabled.
Yes. You know we live on hills, and most of the polling stations are at government buildings, schools especially. So BRCSA has assisted in us putting in ramps to accommodate them. You might not find ramps in all places. And so don't make a fuss. You bring them, you assist them to get in. Once they get up there, the presiding officer will take them so that they could do their vote and leave. So we appeal to the persons on the line to allow them to do so, because we don't want them to wait around just to come in, do their voting. The challenged, the elderly, they're going to be accommodated. As soon as they get there, they are going to be dealt with, and then they can leave.
And as Election Day approaches, the Supervisor of Elections is urging residents to engage in the democratic process by casting their votes.
We don't want at the end of the day we have a low turnout. We encourage persons to do so. And make sure that you have a credible source. We notice that persons are trying to create some confusion along the way. We have little threats there, people. We ask you to refrain from that.
Mm-hmm.
We are always a peaceful people. We are not going to support the same party. The 100 and how many persons on the list will never support one party.
No.
And we don't want you to divide ourselves.
Okay.
And to keep enemy. We have a choice to make. We have decided, go out and exercise your choice. Polling station opens at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends at 5. If you are on the line at 5, you will be allowed to vote.
Supervisor of Elections Dora James. Polls will open at 7 a.m. on Thursday and close at 5 p.m. with 250 polling stations strategically located throughout the country. The Unity Labour Party and the New Democratic Party are fielding 15 candidates each, while there are 2 independent candidates. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.